Chief Executive's Welcome. I know many of you will want to hear how the black Labrador puppy my family welcomed into our home last year is getting on. At the time of writing, Dolly is currently being assessed at the National Breeding Centre as a future guide dog mum. If not, then of course it'll be hard to say goodbye as she moves on to guide dog training because she's become part of our family. But either way, we're happy knowing that she'll be a future life changer. Speaking of the future, in my last greeting, I introduced our By My Side strategy to take this charity to 2023 and beyond. I explained that we want to do even more for people with sight loss, whether that's canine assistance and support services, or services delivered in person, online, or over the phone. And we're devising all sorts of ways to increase our capacity to make sure that happens. For example, we've purchased and are now expanding our Bristol facilities to help even more people in the Southwest. We're also expanding our training facilities at other sites while recruiting 25 more guide dog mobility instructors this year to tackle waiting times across the UK. We are so dependent on our volunteers to do what we do, and we're pleased to share our new plans to expand and enhance the support we provide to our fantastic volunteers. I had the pleasure of seeing Ken Syverett, MBE, presented with the Foundation Award at the Churchill Awards in April for his tireless charity work. The awards recognise the contribution made by those aged over 65 to British society. Among a host of other voluntary roles, Ken's been a committee member of the Guide Dogs Jersey fundraising group for 60 years, and its chairman for 49 years and counting. It was inspirational to hear of someone so dedicated to this charity. Speaking of awards, it was my honour to be invited to present the Champion Trophy to the owner of the Best in Group Gun Dogs category at Crufts in March, which was an Irish Water Spaniel called Luther. We were also able to showcase our positive reinforcement training to the dog-loving public at our stand, which was very well received. I was also very pleased to be one of the 300 people running for us in the London Landmarks Half Marathon. Especially impressive were the 30 brave souls dressed as guide dogs. It was a great day and I was happy with my time, especially considering that I took the chance to greet as many fellow guide dogs runners as I could on my way round. Don't forget that you can follow me on Twitter. My handle is at TomWrightUK. Tom Wright is spelled TOMWRIGHT. With best wishes, Tom Wright, CBE, Chief Executive, Guide Dogs. Included here are two photographs of Tom Wright, CBE, Guide Dogs Chief Executive. In the first, he's wearing a jacket and tie and smiling at the camera. In the second, he's standing in Trafalgar Square, London, with six other guide dogs runners at the London Landmarks Half Marathon.